The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Betty.
As women, we know someone is coming. When we know someone is coming over, we like to dedicate a few hours, if not a few more, to making sure that the house is deep clean.
Even if like that person is your best friend and they're just stopping by,
Doesn't matter.
My wife do this. She's like, she'll notice everything. And I'm like, what? Then is that a friend?
No, here's what it mainly comes down to, is we just don't want to be judged for living in filth.
Right.
I know as guys, it doesn't matter because really all you have to do, you don't even have to vacuum, sweep, or nothing. They just show up. You turn the lights on and they're like, oh, man, that is nice.
My wife will not allow me to walk anyone into the house through the laundry room. Because like if the garage is open and like my friend shows up and I walk him through the house and she's like, Why would you do that? I'm like, because I was in the garage. It was the fastest way. She's like, you have to go through the front door. I guess the laundry room's a disaster in her mind. It looks great to me.
Oh, gosh. Well, so maybe this will put your mind at ease if you're one of those people that stresses out right before someone comes to visit. I found a list of the top things guests notice when they come into your home. And believe it or not, I have to remind myself of this. Dusty baseboards didn't make the list.
Really?
So that's
okay.
Good to know. Good to know.
It's good to tell my wife because I'm tired of cleaning those baseboards.
Okay, the first is the temperature.
Yes.
If you're hosting a party during colder months, don't skimp out on the heat. And the same goes for the AC in warmer months.
Yeah.
So if you know that, like, let's say you're hosting a summer get together and it's inside, turn the AC on before the crowd gets there because the crowd is going to bring with it a lot of heat and you want to make sure it's cooler. So another one, a dirty kitchen or bathroom. So I know that for me, if I have a home, I want to clean the whole thing. But if I realize they are going to really look at the kitchen and the bathroom, then I can dedicate my time to at least those two areas.
Especially because a lot of kitchens are kind of combined with the family rooms now in a lot of modern houses, you know, and so you got to keep that clean.
And two, if you're hosting a dinner party and you have a dirty kitchen, no one wants to eat from there.
Absolutely.
It's disgusting. And then finally, this one is a big one for me, and this is the reason why, well, one of the reasons why, I have a whole drawer full of Bath & Body Works candles. The scent, whether good or bad, it will be noticed.
Betty likes to tell a story with her candles.
I do.
She does. When you walk in, you've got this candle over here, and it ushers you into the house, and then as you move through the house, there'll be another candle, and it's telling a different story over here, but it's effervescent and wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
And it welcomes people in. I mean, you don't want to stay at a home that's stinks.
Yeah.
You want a home that smells good.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind next time. Take care of the temperature, the cleanliness of the bathroom and the kitchen, and the scent.
I don't know what it means that she has four candles going in the bathroom.
Talk about it.
Gavin's a threat. He's understated and underrated, but I think he could steal this game.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little Will Gavin Get It, okay? And you can win a prize here, but you don't have to know more than Gavin. That's the beautiful thing. All you're doing is guessing whether or not he'll get the answer right or wrong. And today, Gavin, we're going to do some fill in the blanks,
okay? Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so all you have to do is I'm going to say a phrase, and it's kind of like to see if you know what this phrase is from, and it might be things that were from before you were born, or you know, whatever.
Okay.
I'm curious, as a younger guy, will you know these references?
Sure. Are these like things that a lot of people would
recognize? Most people, or at least people of an advanced age, would recognize. Like this one, I think you'll get easily.
Oh, okay.
Back to the
Future.
Yeah. See, that's an easy one. Okay. So you got that one, but you're like a movie guy. You know. So that was an easy one. They're not going to be that easy, but we'll see how you do, okay?
Okay.
And all you have to do is tell us, will Gavin get it? Is he going to get that fill in the blank right or wrong? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. Teenage Mutant Ninja.
Oh, Turtles.
Yep, there you go. Okay, that was just a check.
I love those guys.
Yeah, just checking in. 855-33-WAY-FM. 33 WAYFM. If you want to play our little Will Gavin Get It game for a prize, we will take you now.
Gavin's a threat. He's understated and underrated, but I think he could steal this game.
Uplifting WAYFM, this is The Wally Show. Jen, welcome to Will Gavin Get It, where you don't have to know more than Gavin because, quite frankly, that's impossible. His head is so large, it has so much information stored in it. You just have to guess whether or not he's going to get the answer right or wrong, okay?
All right.
All right, now these are going to be things maybe before your time, Gavin, but they are sentences, phrases, things that people should know. They're pretty common. Okay. So here we go. This is number one. John, Paul, George, and blank. Don't say it out loud. Jen, do you think he's going to get this right or wrong? John, Paul, George, and blank.
Wrong.
Wrong, because he's only 27. This might be before his time. Okay, Gavin?
Yeah, because I have no idea who those guys are.
Okay.
John,
oh my
Paul,
gosh.
George. I know, I'm sorry.
And
it's not the Beatles.
Throw out another name. It's what?
It's not the Beatles,
it
right?
Is the Beatles.
Oh, wow. That's sad. John, Paul, George, and
Gavin, Brad. John,
Gavin,
Paul, George,
Jacob?
And Brad. Jacob, yes! John, Paul, George, and Jacob.
This is driving me nuts. The future of our country is going to.
Is it Ringo?
It is Ringo, okay, but you said Jacob first, so she is getting that right.
Wow.
Nicely done, Jen.
What's wrong with me?
A lot.
Here we go. An old advertising slogan here, Gavin. Let's see how you do with this. Please don't squeeze the... Do you think he knows this one, Jen?
Yes.
You think he'll get this? Do you know this one, Jen?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Oh, wow. She's young, too. Okay, please don't squeeze the...
Ketchup bottle.
Betty, do you know this one?
I don't. No.
You guys don't? You don't know it either?
Good.
Oh, man, this was Mr. Whipple's. Please don't squeeze the Charmin. It was a big advertising campaign years ago.
The toilet paper?
Yes. Please don't squeeze the Charmin.
Huh.
Okay, so he did not get that right, and you bet on him, so that is a no win. Here we go. Break me off a piece of that, and then now you've got to finish it. So do you think he'll get this right or wrong?
He's going to get this one right.
Yeah, not only was it a catchy slogan for a candy bar, it was also in The Office. Do you remember that one? Andy couldn't remember what it was.
He's like, applesauce.
Yeah, break me off a piece of that. Applesauce. All right, Gavin, do you think you know this?
I do know this. I know my candy. It's break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
There you go. Woo! Nicely done. Gavin's bad health and bad eating has paid off for you, Jen, and you got that right because you bet on Gavin. Congratulations, you're a winner today.
Yay!
Uplifting WAYFM, this is The Wally Show, and Betty Rock listens to a lot of music, and sometimes you surprise me. Like, I know that your phone is kind of a soundtrack for a chick flick. You've got a lot of old music there. You have very eclectic taste. But then, like, your Christian music depth is one that surprised me, too, with what you like.
Why?
Just because I wouldn't picture some of the things that you really like as, that's what I would like kind of thing, you know?
Okay.
And you found one the other day that you have gotten in your head and cannot get it out of your
head.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm a huge fan of Maverick City music.
They're great.
And I found this album that they just released, and it's an album that they've released before, but they just took it and they sped it up. The entire album. They didn't make any changes, nothing.
A little bit of speed up, like just so it's like more dancing.
Yeah, but it sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks, you know, like how they used to take a regular man's voice, speed it up, and then it sounds like Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
Years ago, let me tell you this, years ago, radio stations used to take songs that they were given by the record companies and they would speed them up to make them more energetic, but they would pitch the vocals down so the vocals still sounded normal.
No, this is very obvious
that
it is sped up.
Okay.
So here's an example. I'm going to play you the hook of Maverick City Music's Promises. Now this is just the normal version.
Okay. I've loved this song.
So good.
Just sits there. It's just a slow jam.
Okay, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. So then you go to the same album. It's sped up. Here's the same song, same hook, but sped up.
I know why you like this so much. Because it sounds like a boy band now.
No, oh my gosh. No, here's the thing. It is odd because as I was pulling this audio, I was listening back to the actual album where it's not sped up. And it seems so slow. I was like, oh my gosh.
Like even when we played it the first time, it felt slow. Like, because it's a slow song. But then when you put it with this.
Yeah. Woo!
All right. I like this. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a little fun with this. Betty Rock and I will pick a couple more songs to basically Maverick City Music Eyes. We'll speed them up and see if this works with other songs or is this like just good for Maverick City?
Yeah,
you know?
So,
all right, we'll do that in 10 here on The Wally Show. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And Betty Rock came across Maverick City Music, did an entire redo of their album, and they sped it up. You can listen to the whole album in half the time now. And we were speculating, like, why did they do this? I mean, they're doing this on TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I think they're doing. Is so if you get on TikTok or any kind of social media, you might notice that there are songs that are played in the background. And it's a sped up version of that song. I mean, you were watching a video the other day that had that. And so I think what they're doing is they're releasing their album sped up so that it can be used more for
on TikTok
social media,
and stuff,
and then that can get them promoted even more.
Yeah, it's a great idea because it stands out. So we thought it would be fun to take some other artists that we play and see if their music would sound as good sped up as Maverick City Music's does. First off is Phil Wickham, The Battle Belongs to You. I can't wait to hear vibrato done at a higher speed. Mm. So here's the original. Truly one of my favorite songs. One of my definitely one of my favorite Phil Wickham songs. But here it is sped up. Wait for the vibrato.
Thank you, God.
I got to tell you, I'm in love with this version, Rock. Yeah, this is a bop.
Wow. Yeah, I think it's ruined the original for me.
Absolutely. What's the second one you got?
All right, what about Lauren Daigle?
Oh.
Thank God I do.
And this is slow. I don't know who I'd be. I'm curious if this will translate. Here it is sped up.
I like it.
Yeah. Wait for it.
Thank God I do. Thank God I do.
I got to tell you, that sounds like all my 80s hair band music. So
it does.
I love
it. It really does.
All right, and the final one we chose to sped up would be We the Kingdom and their song Holy Water. Kind of a mid-tempo jam, but super vibey. Do you lose the vibe when you speed it up?
Or does it get better?
Does it make it even more vibrific? I don't know. So here we go.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in a club.
This one I can almost see like on a kid's show, like a kid's bopper, like a children's TV show.
Yeah.
No, I don't either. I'll tell you, you will not listen to music the same way again in any of these songs. We probably ruined them for you, and I'm sorry.
I know that's the situation with me with this Maverick City album. Like, the original has been ruined for me because now I just love the sped up version.
Yeah, so if you like that, you should check out Maverick City Music's brand new sped up album.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Who needs an expert opinion when Wally is an expert at sharing his?
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
So it seems we focus so much on mental health today, but ironically, kids are the least mentally healthy that they've ever been. One psychologist wanted to explore this phenomenon to help parents help their kids. And the name of this guy's book says it all, The Anxious Generation.
I would say that sums it up pretty well.
Absolutely. And my daughter's kind of in that generation, too, where all of a sudden you're like, what? Wait, you have anxiety? What's going on? Like, I didn't raise you like that. And, you know,
Daddy, you're the reason for my anxiety.
Probably so. But in trying to drill down to the root of the problem, he encourages all parents to ask themselves a question to help them figure this out. And, oh, that's good. And it's a good question. What did you love about your childhood, and what are your best memories? What would that be for you, Rock?
Gosh, my favorite memory. I think my favorite memory would be working on the cabin that my dad built out in our backyard, like out in the woods.
I
it was
love
fun
it.
Just to listen to Gordon Lightfoot and, you know, I don't know. My cat was up there with us, and I was supposed to be doing my homework, and it was
I helped my dad build one of our houses as well, and I loved it. Every Saturday, I'd be out there swinging a hammer at, you know, 14 years old or what have you. But that's the point of the point of this question exactly. A lot of parents from my generation would say going outside, playing with your friends, making up games because you don't have technology. And that's what he zeroed in on, is that kids have so much technology, it's stunting them mentally. And the irony is having access to all the answers and so much information is not always a good thing for kids. It's good to wonder. It's good to think and try to figure out how something may work.
And
you know?
You've said that before. That's why we do Google
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So in the study, it looks at a generation of kids that grew up without or grew up with smartphones and social media. And the linchpin of the declining mental health for kids is the social media and the smartphone. And I get it. Like, and I understand the pressure of a parent. You want your kids to not be outcasts and connected to their friends, but the irony is in connecting them, you actually disconnect them, you know, and so it's tough to balance. But so he put some guidelines out that he's trying to get adopted across the country for kids and cell phone use and for social media. And even if that doesn't take place nationwide, it's something you can certainly implement in your family if this is an area you're struggling with. And so maybe these will help you. The rules that he set up: no smartphones before high school. And I agree with that. Like,
yes.
I agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, you can get them like a little flip phone. It's not like they're not reachable. Still reach them, but it's just not a smartphone.
And that's what he said, too. Give them a flip phone and so they can stay connected for emergency purposes only with you. You know? Another thing is no social media before 16. Facebook will let you on at 13, and he's like, that's too early. Kids aren't prepared for this. Even at 16, it's risky, you know? Phone-free schools is what he's also looking for, kids to not have access to their phones in school. Parents are constantly texting their kids, hey, how'd you do on your test today?
Yeah.
You know, and that's distracting as well. Even the parents are part of that. And also more free play and responsibility in the real world with real people and real things, getting outside basically and going and playing and making up games and using their minds instead of just sitting there face down staring at a screen.
Yeah, on your iPad or playing a video game.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Those are maybe some tips that can help you if you're kind of navigating this with your tween or even your teen now. It might help you kind of get through this time a little bit better with your kids.
What's on your mind today?
Like, I want to change, but I'm not open to make those changes.
Right. How does that make you feel?
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. From time to time, we like to do a segment we call Shrink Wrap. And this is where you share with us something you learned in a therapy session or a counseling session, whatever you want to call it. And that happened for Betty Rock recently. She went back to see her counselor and kind of picked something out of it that might help you. That's why we do this, because you can share. It's free therapy for those of us that don't go. But like, it's something that maybe you could learn that can help you out with something you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And for the record, I do need to point out, she is not in counseling because of me. I know people think that,
Is that true?
Or Rock? No, you need to be honest.
No. There doesn't have to be a pointing of fingers as to why you're in counseling. It could just be, like, for the reason that I haven't seen my counselor in probably a year, but I noticed that there was some anxiety, some stress, some weight on my shoulders that I was starting to feel. And so I wanted to get to the root behind that. And she is great about helping me figure that out. And then I can take that, journal about it, pray about it, and really do some soul searching about it so that it doesn't have so much control over me. So recently I went to go see her to talk about this certain situation that I'm in and to get her two cents on it. And there was multiple things that I took away from our visit. But one of those things that I love is she said, inquire, don't confront. Okay, so what this means is this can be for yourself or this could be for someone else. I am a person that does not like confrontation. I hate it. It is awkward. It is weird. So I feel like if someone does something wrong to me, I need to take control and I need to confront them. That's me having to find this larger self, this other side of myself that says, no, I'm right. But a lot of times, I don't know if I'm right or not. That's why I can't confront.
You're usually not. For the record. No.
So she said, you don't have to confront. Instead, get curious.
I love that.
So if someone comes to you and they say something that's problematic to you, instead of saying, dude, why would you say that is so rude? Instead, you say, hey, I've noticed that there has been this. Every time when you find a moment to say something bad about this person, you take it. And I'm wondering why that is. Right. What do you want to? What kind of reaction do you want from me? It's instead of you confronting them, it's them confronting themselves. It's like putting up a mirror in front of them and saying, hey, this is what I've noticed about your behavior. Can you tell me what's the reason behind it so I can better understand it?
And sometimes when people put it in a way that's easy to remember too, be curious, not confrontational, and ask questions. Mm-hmm. Like that's, I think that's important because if you ask questions of somebody, it makes them answer, and they might even find in their answers the lunacy of why they're mad at something or what they're dealing with. Like you're saying, it holds that mirror up to them.
Exactly.
And then they have to soul search.
Exactly. So you're not having to be, it's like being confrontational without being confrontational, and that's what I love about
passive
it.
Confrontation. I love it.
I love it.
No, but I think that's good. Be curious. Ask questions can help you get through a difficult situation with somebody if you really want to know the answers. So that's great. That's great advice. That's Betty Rock's shrink wrap. What is yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. That takeaway from a counseling session that you're like, man, this was really good for me, and I want to share this with other people because I know it can help. That's why we do this. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is something that you've taken away from counseling that you're like, oh, people need to hear this?
That you can have your own identity outside of your marriage. My husband and I had been having issues for years, and among other things, we lost some children, which led me to counseling. And I had given up so much of myself over the years trying to conform to whatever he wanted me to be in order to make our marriage better, that I truly lost who I was. And in counseling, you know, I would speak to my therapist about the things and aspirations and dreams that I had that I felt like I couldn't have or I had to give up. And she was like, that's not the case. You can have your own personal identity.
Did you share this with your husband, and was he receptive to it?
I did share it with my husband. I would not say that he was receptive. He will soon be my ex-husband.
Oh, no.
It's honestly fine. We have a better relationship now than we had our entire marriage.
Well, I think that's great advice today. And it also carries through with having kids and your kids go away to college. If you lose your own identity and you pour everything into your kids, then when they leave,
absolutely,
you can feel very lost as well. And so that's a great piece of advice from your counselor. And we appreciate you sharing it today on Shrink Wrap, Angel.
Absolutely. You have a good day.
What did you learn that you want to share?
You came here to find what you already have. That was pretty powerful. Just to know that you've got answers inside of you. You just need help to uncover them.
That's exactly what I've been trying to tell Wally. Like, what a counselor does is helps you get to the root of why you're feeling anxious or angry. angrier. You name the emotion. She'll help you get to the bottom of it.
I already know. Stupid people. Like, they drive me nuts.
No, but why do stupid people...
drive me nuts?
Drive you nuts.
Because they're bothersome. They're
no,
in the way.
No, but doesn't it bother you that that those people have control over you? Like, they can make you feel angry?
They don't make me feel angry. I choose to feel angry.
Oh, good grief.
This is why I would be the worst in counseling, because I could argue everything.
Yeah. But,
Leo, why is anger the easiest emotion for you, Wally?
It's because he wants control, constant control.
It's because of fear, honestly.
He's afraid.
No, it's not because of fear. The fear comes from control.
No, she's right. My fear is what drives my anger. My fear of the lack of control. My fear of the unknown. My fear of things. And the fear is what is the root of the anger.
So doesn't that bother you that you're living in fear?
No, I don't live in it. It's
It's
random. It pops up randomly.
Oh,
surrender and trust, Wally.
I didn't know this was a counseling session for me, all right? Leah, we appreciate you being on the show with us. And you're right, because a lot of times you do have the things inside you. You might know the answers, but you don't know how to phrase it, or you don't know how to like unlock it. And that's what a counselor is good for sure.
Exactly. It is, Wally.
Yeah, it is. That's what I hear. So what do you got, Tony?
Just because somebody doesn't love you the way you want them to doesn't mean they don't love you with everything they have.
Has it helped you see the other relationships in your life differently? Like, are you able to receive love the way that they're able to show it?
Oh, absolutely.
I think people that have, like, say, parents that aren't really good at physically expressing love, and they spend their whole lives trying to get this from them, and they're not capable of it. And so when you finally learn that maybe your dad doesn't tell you he loves you, but he works hard for the family, that's his way of showing love. And when you can accept that as an extension of love, it will help you process this and see it differently, and at least get some sort of comfort from that, versus trying to constantly make him be somebody he's not and just living a life of frustration because they're not loving you like you want.
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. That's some good advice here today, Tony. Thanks for being on Shrink Wrap with us.
Yeah, anytime.
It's today's Music Insider.
TMI.
With Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
I don't know if you guys have heard the newest Jeremy Camp song that we're playing. It's called These Days. And speaking of these days, Jeremy Camp actually a couple of weeks ago announced on social media that he was going to have a heart-related surgery. And I will let just to be clear, he's good.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So
thank you.
Just to answer that, so that there's no worry in our minds here. But I want him to explain kind of like what was going on that led to the surgery.
It's a cardiac ablation. They help this thing called AFib. My heart is in a crazy rhythm, and it was affecting a lot of things. And even tonight, I went into AFib on stage, and I had to cut the set short. And so that was difficult. It beats really, really fast, and I can't breathe.
And then how many people were mad to like, oh, you cut his set short, and then they don't know the whole story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my heart was going to explode.
Well, I remember I went to, it was a Colton Dixon concert a long time ago, and he went out, performed crazy well, and then four songs in, he's like, hey, guys, I have strep, and I just can't do this anymore. And so, yeah, these artists, they go through know, plenty of things. And I think that, you know, for us, we don't know the whole story. But in his case, he did have surgery. And then, again, like I said earlier, he posted really, you know, soon right after the surgery that it was a success, that he was doing well. And this was 2 weeks ago. And then almost like, I think it was a week or 10 days after the surgery, the man was back out.
Was he really?
On tour.
Good for him.
And so he said that he...
That's our generation, man.
I don't know.
Like, Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers flipped his car on ice.
I remember that.
I saw his car when I came home the other day after that had happened. It's upside down on the side of the road. Somebody stops to help him, and they're like, do you want me to take you to the hospital? He's like, no, mate. I got to get to a show. Took him to the airport, and he flew out and did two shows. That's our generation.
These people are all-stars. And again, when you think of Jeremy Camp, maybe not what everyone thinks, but I think he looks like a really tough guy.
And fit, too.
And fit. And so, you know, for him, I'm glad that he's taking care of himself, and then he went and got that done. Said that he's doing really well. He's basically just said that he's working on getting his energy back up. Because I would assume there's a lot of stuff I wouldn't do after a surgery.
You if know, you 10 were days. Looking at Gavin or myself Jeremy Camp in a lineup, and you said, pick who's going to have a heart problem. They would hands down go with Gavin or me, like instantly, not Jeremy Camp. He looks too healthy.
Yeah.
And it's, that's where looks can be deceiving. I'm more healthy than Jeremy Camp.
Oh, this is crazy. I don't know about that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a picture of health next to him. I don't have a... Oh, I do have a heart issue. Never mind. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And recently, actress Anne Hathaway kind of opened up about how she received a bunch of online hate and it almost ruined her career, ironically. She had won an Oscar for Les Mis. So, like, you've hit the pinnacle of your business.
That's big.
Gets an Oscar, but then she was getting a lot of hate online and people making fun of her and stuff like that. And that almost undid her. And it's crazy that you could win an Oscar, hit the peak of your career, only to have it undone by trolls online that you don't know and don't, their opinion doesn't matter, but it still lands with you and undoes you.
Yeah, because there was no... Like, the reason that she was getting a lot of hate, there was no reason. That's the thing. There was no reason. She didn't do anything. She didn't say anything. It was just this internet troll thing that was just going viral. Like, oh, let's all make fun of Anne Hathaway for no reason at all. And she was reading into those comments and then letting it tell her own identity.
John Acuff used to always talk about critics' math. And he would say 1,000 compliments plus 1,000 good compliments plus one negative comment equals one negative comment. Mm-hmm. You forget everything else that was good and you get hyper focused on that one bad thing. Mm-hmm. And I believe that this happens a lot of times at an early age. Sometimes it's sadly your parents telling you something. Sometimes it's a kid telling you something when you're younger and you start to believe that and you almost live into that until something happens where you're like, no, this is not right. I'm changing this. I'm going to rewrite this narrative that's going on in my head. And sadly, sometimes we tell ourselves the wrong things and you have to draw that line in the sand and say no more. Like for me, I had a guidance counselor when I was in high school tell me, you'll fail at college. College is not for you. You should not go. I'm like, well, that's really motivational. And I ended up going to college. I graduated with honors. I got my master's degree, graduated with a 4.0. Like, oh, yeah, I could do it. Mm-hmm. I chose to rewrite that narrative. But I didn't go to school right out of, I didn't go to college right out of high school because those words were in my head going, you'll fail anyway. You're not going to make it. I waited 3 years, I think, before I was like, wait a minute. I'm not stupid. I could do this. Wow. I just have to apply myself.
Yeah, all right. Why am I believing this?
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's what I want to talk about with you right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What was something that you were told that you kind of had to rewrite that narrative in your head and change it yourself? 855-33-WAY-FM. Because I guarantee if you felt it, somebody else did as well. And maybe they're not at that place yet. And the thing that you'd say about this will be the thing that makes them make that decision today. I'm changing that. I'm rewriting that narrative. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be on the show with us. We love having you on. Put that in your favorite so you can get right through because sometimes the phones get a little busy. So have you ever had to do that, Sharday?
I have. In 2015. My husband left me for another woman, and I, in the midst of moving out, found this little journal entry he wrote to himself, and it literally said that I am not enough for him.
Oh.
And I internalized that for many years, that I am not enough for anyone, for anything, until about 4 years ago. So it was about 6 years that I lived with that internalization, and Jesus just turned that around for me.
How did you see that living out in your own life where you felt like you weren't enough? How are you seeing that play out?
I went in a downward spiral and was not following Jesus at all. I had been baptized, but I stepped away from him completely. Mm-hmm. I was so upset and hurt and wasn't willing to go to God in it because I felt like it was his fault that my husband left me, which obviously is absolutely not true because we have our own free will too, and he wasn't a believer. So
here's what I find especially sad about this is the person that was broken was your husband. Honestly, with him saying she's not enough for me, because what he's saying is there's something inside of him that isn't being met, and it can't be met by you. It can't be met by things. It can't be met by anybody else but God. And with him not being a believer, that's what the hole was, you know, and he didn't know it. So he blames you for him not feeling fulfilled. And so, and then that sends you into a spiral, which I think is really sad. So this is great advice to not be hung up on what other people think about you and to know who you are in Christ. I really appreciate you sharing your story today, Sharday. Thank you.
Thank you. You guys are amazing.
So what was yours, Debbie?
Well, I was 12 years old when my father asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I said a doctor. And he said, what makes you think you're smart enough to be a doctor?
Oh.
And that stayed with me until I was 34 years old. I finally went to college, became a chef, and graduated second in my class.
Oh, very nice.
So it's never too late.
What did your dad think when you graduated second in your class?
Well, he was there. He witnessed it, and he was so proud he didn't know what to do with himself. So he got proven wrong.
I could see Debbie graduating, being very proud of her accomplishment, and go, you know what, for the whole family, I'm going to make a 13-course amazing meal for everyone. And then hands her dad a Hot Pocket. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wallace Show. We got Easter coming up, and so we decided to do a World's Biggest Small Group to maybe help the Easter story come alive for you again. Like, you maybe have heard it a bunch of times, but maybe a different perspective will kind of help you go deeper in your faith. So we have a whole World's Biggest Small Group. It's just a short one, 10 minutes a day Bible study. It's called Walking with Jesus. And if you'd like to check it out, it's very easy.
Yeah, text the word Easter to 91979 and we'll send you the link. That's Easter to 91979.
We've already had over 70,000 people sign up for this thing.
That is awesome.
That is crazy, and I love it. And it's really good too. So you get a few minutes a day where you can read, or if you want to go and watch the videos, we partnered with Tara Lee Cobble, and she's great, has great insight. Like, she was talking about how Jesus was God, but even he had kind of a human moment in the Garden of Gethsemane before his crucifixion when he was praying and asking God for a different plan. Sounds like us, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many times do we do that? But I really liked Tara's take on this.
Jesus is fully God and fully man. It's not his divinity that wants to avoid the cross, it's his humanity. The will of his divinity is perfectly aligned to the will of the Father. But his humanity knows temptation and overcomes it by submitting to the will of the Father. So his humanity submits to his divinity, just like our humanity must submit to his divinity. He's demonstrating for us what submission looks like, while also sympathizing with us in our own struggles.
Yeah, I think that that's what's so important about Jesus being God and being man, is that, you know, we talk about things like, oh, you don't understand. Oh, no, he has a pretty good grasp of what it was like here. And, like, all the way, like, you don't know pain. Really? You don't? Like, I'm the guy that sweat blood before I willingly went to the cross for you. And you want to tell me about fear? You know?
Yeah, right.
And so that's what I love about that part of our faith, is in that part of the Easter story, was he was obedient to something that maybe he was fearful of, you know, as a human. And how many times is that our story? God calls us to do something and we're scared to take that step, but our humanity needs to bow to his divinity.
So if you want to join the world's biggest small group, Walking with Jesus, it's easy to do. Text the word Easter to 91979. I think it's a good way to kind of reimagine what Easter is about, because you've been told the story so many different times, and this is a different take on it. It's Easter, E-A-S-T-E-R, to 91979. We'll send you that link. Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it on The Rock Report.
When Will Smith showed up for the 2022 Oscars, he didn't know it would be the end of his good guy persona after the slap involving Chris Rock.
Oh, wow! Wow!
That was the greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
Chris Rock's reaction to that was great.
Yeah, he was the host of the Oscars that year, and he had made a joke involving Will Smith's wife. And Will Smith didn't like it, and he just walked up on stage and slapped Chris Rock.
I'll be honest with you, I really thought that Will Smith was going to sidestep this because of his nice guy, fun guy, you know, persona in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I was really surprised. He got banned from the Guild for like X amount of years, so he can't win Oscars and things like that. And the backlash publicly on him was something I was really surprised.
Yeah, and it goes even further. So not only did the act ruin his reputation, it also ruined the success of he and his wife's charitable foundation, the Will and Jada Smith Family Foundation, which I didn't even know they had this, but they do. It's a foundation focused on advocating for issues that matter to the Smith family, like health and wellness, arts and education and stability. And before the slap, the foundation took in $2.1 million.
Oh, wow.
But after the slap, it took an 83% drop in donations.
Wow. And so they're shutting it down?
Because of this, Will is shutting the foundation down. He did announce, though, that he and his wife will be focusing on giving donations to other charities instead.
That's interesting that's sad that it had that kind of a ripple effect, but it does go to show you your actions do have consequences. Mm-hmm. And the thing that was probably the furthest thing on his mind is, how is this going to affect other people? And it did, you know, ultimately. But I will say this, that it's sad to make, like, the charity suffer, in essence, because everything that he did for the charity, you know, it shouldn't be undone because of one moment, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, we went to a church, and the pastor had a moral failure. And so, did it mean that everything he had talked about up till that time was now invalid? Absolutely not. Like, artists, Christian artists, they sometimes make mistakes, and they have problems in their life, or they mm-hmm. get divorced, or they have abuse issues, or whatever. But does that mean that everything they did or sung about is invalid? And I don't think that's the case. I think we have these moments in our lives where we're less than perfect, but it doesn't undo the other good things that we've done in our lives. So it's sad to see that that had that kind of an implication on something that was doing good for people as well. Mm-hmm. But I guess the moral of the story is, be very cognizant.
Don't slap people?
Yeah, that's the baseline of it. But then the bigger, broader part is your consequences sometimes, or your actions do have consequences.
So. Oh, that was it. Yeah,
that was it. Yeah. Okay, that's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And Gavin, Betty, and I are very different people, so we all follow different things on socials. And Gavin, you're following something that I think I might actually like.
Okay, yeah. There's this guy on YouTube. He's got a channel called The Outdoor Boys. And it is one dude in Alaska who just goes out into the wilderness, for the most part, and just survives.
Do you watch this aspirationally? Like, you're like, I want to be that. I want to be that guy.
I watch it, I think, because it's something I know I'll never be.
Okay.
And so I'm watching something that is almost alien to me because I know that if I was dropped into the middle of Alaska, I'd be a goner.
Oh, for sure.
There's no way. But
for sure.
I mean, he does such cool things.
If they threw the three of us out there, you'd be first, Betty would be second, I would be last. I've watched a few more survival shows than you.
I think he's
what's going to do you in. Is because you're gonna try and do too much. You won't drink any water. You won't get any sleep, and you'll do yourself in accidentally.
Maybe so. Yeah, maybe so.
And I'll be the last one standing. Yeah. The last man standing. Let's be honest.
But right now with this channel, The Outdoor Boys, I am obsessed with this channel, and he's a really cool guy. Like, he, I think, does really cool things, and it's really cool because every kind of Sunday, if they're on like a trip or something, he'll say, all right, time to put the camera down, we're going into church.
Oh,
so
nice.
You know, there's that element where he's upfront about,
so he's a believer.
He's got three kids that he's raising and teaching them how to do things. And so I spent one weekend watching probably, you know, 3 hours worth of his videos, and
I love it.
It's obsession.
Yeah, or fangirling.
Oh, no, don't call it that. Don't call
girl.
It that.
Oh, yeah, let's call it obsession. Healthy obsession. Healthy obsession, Rock. I'm helping you, Gavin.
Thank you.
Okay, so what have you fangirled over? No. All right, so what is that thing that's like a healthy obsession for you? Because this is good. A, he's a believer, and B, you could learn some skills that could help you in a survival situation, Gavin. And, you know, I would tell your dad that you're watching this stuff. He might be like, good for you, son.
I'd be proud of you for a change.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
He loves me.
Love and pride are different things. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that thing that maybe people are in your life are like, oh, you are obsessed with this way too much? But you think, hey, this is a healthy obsession. It's a good thing, and I like it. I enjoy it. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now.
Chandler, he messaged us and he said, hey, I've got a healthy obsession with Disney parks.
Oh, I get that. I have somebody like that in my life.
Yeah, your wife.
My wife and my daughter, and she even works there. And the two of them, they geek out over it.
Wouldn't it be ironic? Yeah. You find out later in life that she just tells you, like, let's say you're on your deathbed, you're going, and she said, by the way, honey, me and your daughter, we never loved Disney at all. We just wanted to like it because it spent all your money.
Yeah. We were doing it because we thought you liked it. What? No, like they are super into it, you know? And I mean, I used to work there and I liked it. It was fine. But I'm just not like, I'm not obsessed by it. My wife, we'll be going anywhere and she'll be like, oh, there's a Mickey, like something. Like she'll see a Mickey something on a shirt or somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like she can spot it. It's like she has Mickey Dar. It's crazy. she's that obsessed with it.
Someone could easily say she is obsessed.
Absolutely. You know, but here's the thing though. Makes her happy. Like when she's down there, she is so unbelievably, obliviously happy, and I love that for her.
It just costs a lot to make her happy.
Yeah, yes. Your words to God's ears. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that thing that you're like moderately obsessed with that maybe other people in your life don't understand? We got time for one or two more. 855-33-WAY-FM. What's that thing that you have a healthy obsession over that maybe your friends don't understand?
My obsession is over Mexican food at Rosie's in Huntsville, Alabama. There's Rosie's Cantina. They have the best Mexican food in the whole world. And I always want to go there. I go about 3 times a week.
Oh, wow. Cindy, my best friend, she lives in Huntsville, Alabama. And they were like, we want to take you to a really nice place. They took me to Rosie's.
No way. Really?
Yes. I've been
there. Isn't it awesome?
It is. It's really good.
My friends just roll their eyes because they want to go somewhere different. And my family, too. But I help Rosie's meet their payroll every time I open the door.
Do they know you by name? Do they already have your drink order ready to go when you walk through the door?
They do.
I just picture Cindy walking in there and someone making an announcement. It is Señorita Cindy! A mariachi band comes out and they escort you to your table.
That's about the way it is.
All right, Dina, you're up. What is that healthy obsession you have?
Lord of the Rings.
Woo! Oh, Gavin's very excited about that.
I want a sock for my friend Moby.
Isn't that Harry Potter?
Oh, my bad. Yeah. They're one and the same.
It could have been Gollum.
No, it's my precious.
That's Gollum, yeah. That's creepy as all get out.
Why do you like Lord of the Rings so much?
It's very good versus evil, and good wins.
Do you think, though, that they could do it in an hour and a half instead of a 3-hour movie? Could good beat evil in an hour and a half?
No.
Okay. Right.
So, Dina, how far has your obsession gone?
I have two cats, Smeagol and Tom Bombadil.
Oh, that's funny. I like Smeagol. That's a great cat name.
Smeagol.
Yeah, that's really good.
And what was the other one? Tom Adamadil?
Tom Bombadil.
Tom Bombadil.
That's a good name, too.
It's a more obscure character from the books.
Yes. People are always like, I don't remember him from the movies. And I'm like, that's because he's not in the movies.
Okay. Well, here's what we'll do. I'll put you on hold, and you and Gavin can nerd out for a few minutes and share all of your obscure Lord of the Rings trivia with each other. Yes, I love Lord of the Rings.
I wasn't even listening. I was listening to podcasts.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you listen to the show on the radio, you kind of know what it is. But then we also do an aftercast. It's our podcast where it's new content that we didn't even do on the radio show. Every day we do this. And they run anywhere from, 25 to 35, 40 minutes sometimes, depending on what I'm complaining about. There's some rants sometimes. There's some life stuff. And that's kind of how it works. And if you'd like to get it, it's very easy.
Yeah, text the letters TWS, that stands for The Wally Show, TWS, to 91979, and we'll send you a link that will take you straight to the most recent podcast in Africa.
Here's a little taste of it. While I was on vacation, I saw Betty Rock, on her personal social pages, was reading a book about dealing with narcissists, which instantly made me curious. Oh, I wonder who in her life she needed this book for. I couldn't for the life of me figure out who in your life you would need a book about dealing with narcissists.
It's so funny because you think everything is about you.
That would be narcissistic.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I could see where...
Well, you call me a narcissist
no,
all the time.
No, you call yourself a narcissist. Agreed. I was actually reading it for someone else
Were you really?
In my life.
Okay,
yeah.
A few things. One, I think I'm a modified narcissist. I think I have narcissistic tendencies that I have to watch out for. It's kind of like I have addictive tendencies as well, yeah. I have to watch out for. But I have moments where I'm completely generous and completely caring of other people. You know?
Are completely opposite when you are away from work.
Like, yeah.
When you are away from work, you are a team player.
Yeah.
You're looking for ways to help. Even before y'all left on your trip, Marty sent me a picture of you trying to help a complete stranger put their luggage in the overbin.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that person didn't even ask for the help, but you're like a puppy dog.
They weren't even on that flight. I just brought them in with me. I'm like, hey, you want me to put this up there for you?
And they're like, sir, that's not even where I want. Okay.
I'm going to Phoenix. Why? Okay. Just don't worry about it. Let me help you. Will you tell me off the air who you got
yes,
it for?
Yes, I'll tell you off the air.
Because I for sure thought it was me.
Yeah, I did too.
A million percent. I'm going to grow.
I even had some people that messaged me saying like, oh, you're preparing for Wally to come back.
So if you want to hear more confessions from me or what Betty learned from reading her book about dealing with narcissists, you can sign up for our free daily aftercast. Just text the letters TWS to 91979 and we'll send you a link.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.